HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast. This is Tech for Change.
All systems stand by to transmit now.
Hey, this is Kay, and that's how I introduce myself on my morning show at 94.3 Radio 1, which I host and produce. Welcome to my podcast. This is Tech for Change. Very often, technology is used for good things and sometimes for bad things as well. So much so that flux between the two causes people to lose faith in technology. This podcast is aimed at changing all of that. I'm going to introduce you to some wonderful people, companies, and industries who are using technology for social good, social change, and a positive impact. All of this, of course, to make this world a better place using technology. Tune in every week on hdsmartcast.com and listen to the podcast. HD Smartcast is India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Let's get straight to this week's episode. Welcome to the show. We love that beautiful place where technology meets everything awesome and makes life easier and makes life socially better for all human beings. Welcome to another episode of Tech for Change. And today we're addressing the massive problem of waste in our country, right? And trying to figure out how we can contribute to circular economy. And more than that, how can you, well, let's just say, figure out the problems at hand so that you can deal with it on a personal level a whole lot better. Joining me to actually provide his level of expertise is one of the co-founders down at Recycle. Of course, Recycle is spelled R-E-C-Y-K-A-L. And this is Vikram Prabhakar. Vikram, it's good to see you. Thank you so much for taking out the time. I appreciate it.
Great meeting you also, Karan. Thanks for the opportunity to be.
We got so many questions, so many insights I'm sure you can provide us with, but I want to give everybody a little bit of an idea about what you guys do. Now, Hyderabad-based RapidU Technologies owns and operates Recycle as a business-to-business marketplace. So this is a business-to-business marketplace for waste and, you know, providers of, so for example, cloud-based solutions to facilitate transparent, you know, traceable material flows in waste. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's right. We are actually addressing the circularity problem in the country, so the waste management problem. So we provide the solutions for the entire ecosystem, which enables everybody in the ecosystem to come online, transact for the waste which is available, and streamline, like channelize the waste from where it is available, from the suppliers, sellers of the waste, to the recyclers across the country. And we, in the process, we also enable the ULBs to digitize their processes, the centers to digitize their processes, and also recyclers to sell upstream.
What I really love is that we've heard of a marketplace for used cars. We've heard of a marketplace for like used furniture. But for waste in general, I think this is the first time I'm coming across something like this personally for me, okay? Tell me something. Is this marketplace for waste existing already, or is this something new that has come about in the last couple of years? And, you know, if you could provide me those details.
So it has, it really did not exist in the past. So there was not really like a large marketplace which is out there to channelize waste across the country. So this is probably one of the first ones. And when you talked about a used car, like think about it, right? Like we use a car, like, I mean, how many cars do you change? Would you change in your lifetime, right? It's like once in every 5 years at best, right? But yeah, when it comes to waste, like we generate so much waste on
a daily basis.
And when you're talking about, like, I mean, in terms of the amount of waste which is generated, transacted, it's like several thousand metric tons of waste which flows through this platform on a daily basis.
Yeah. It's a scary phenomenon also, because a lot of times you and I say, for example, you know, we're driving around the city, we see a little bit of waste here and there. Personally, for me, when I've done a couple of trips, you know, in the last couple of weeks, I was going through Chennai and I saw this massive, massive landfill that was there that is really scary for miles on, you know. If people are familiar with Delhi, the minute you drive out of Delhi, there's a mountain of trash. I forget the name of what it's called, but, you know, I believe that also there's a little bit of a statistic that kind of came out that currently India generates approximately about 1.4 lakh tons of solid waste daily. and 35% of that waste is dry waste. And the statistics, if I continue reading, is a little scary. So, Vikram, in your opinion, you know, building a marketplace for closing this circular economy for waste and whatnot, is the problem largely that we don't have an organized sector to segregate and recycle and upcycle waste, and that's why it is headed to the landfill, that's why we keep generating more waste and keep throwing it around, and the pile just keeps rising? Is that the reason?
So there are multiple reasons. One of the top ones is actually when you look at the amount of waste which is getting generated, and the amount of waste which needs to be segregated and processed is huge. So, and the technologies which are available out there in terms of waste segregation and processing is largely manual at this point of time. It's like the very less of technology which is available. And even if it is available, it's too expensive for somebody to implement that is one of the reasons. So that's one of the reasons why actually like a lot of waste ends up in a dump yard eventually in landfill. The primary thing is that it has to be cleared, otherwise you will get similar amount of waste in the next day and it will keep piling up there kind of. So that's one of the reasons.
Sure.
So apart from that, actually there's a lot of waste. When you see the cities, governments are doing brilliant job, especially with Swachh Bharat coming in, there's a lot of improvement overall in terms of the waste collection overall. But there are several categories of waste. There is no economic incentive for anyone to pick that waste. Think about our plastic pouches.
So really, there's no economic incentive at all?
So if you think about actually somebody, like if you think about certain like categories, like plastic bottles and other things, there is economic incentive. They get sold. But think about actually a Kurkure packet or a Lay's chips packet kind of. There is no economic incentive for anyone to pick up that waste, take it somewhere else and sell it. So it all goes in actually single-use plastic, and there's several other plastics which are keep lying around kind of. So that's one of the things. And the other major thing is that the who's collecting this waste, apart from door-to-door collection, which is happening in several cities, and wherever it does not happen, it's like lying around. It is like the Safai Satis, who we call like the waste collectors, are going around and collecting this waste. So how much waste then can a person collect? So at best, they can collect about 10 to 15 kgs in a day. So they have to bend down, pick up like each pouch, which is like a few grams kind of a thing to make up that 10 to 15 kgs of waste, at best 20 kgs kind of a thing. So there's a large amount of waste which is actually lying around. So, and that's one of the reasons. So door-to-door collection is improving, but still there's a large gap there. At the same time, there is also like actually the consumer behavior out there, right? So how many of us do really segregate our waste at source? How many of us have separate bins who are actually like dry waste and wet waste to start with? So when it all gets into the same container and it's called getting into the same like actually vehicle, so it is even if somebody else, 90 people have done the right segregation, but 10 people have not done that, and it's all getting into the same truck, it contaminates the entire truck. And by the time it reaches after 4 or 5 hours to a center, everything is contaminated.
This is something that, you know, I've heard of quite a bit, you know, like something as simple as, you know, Vikram, with regards to, say, for example, I'm using a certain plastic packet. Maybe I buy dosa batter, right? If I don't wash and dry that properly, and if I just chuck it in the bin, it hampers the recycling. Am I right in saying that?
Exactly. It's a dosa batter, like a curd mint pack or like a milk packet, like half used and half thrown into the like bin. It contaminates the whole truck, actually. I mean, like it contaminates a large amount of waste beyond that just one packet kind of thing.
Huh.
So it is there are many several such problems because of which actually waste segregation becomes. So one of the biggest solutions ideally is we all segregate our waste.
Yeah.
We all take the responsibility of making sure that whatever waste is going out of our homes is well segregated, and the door-to-door collection is the next thing, and then everything streamlines after that, actually.
Right. Do you feel, Vikram, and I don't mean to kind of make you pick a side here, don't get me wrong, you know, I feel like a lot of times we put the onus on, you know, government to kind of do all these things and pick up and segregate and things. I very honestly feel that it's our fault in a lot of ways, you know. We don't take the time to educate ourselves on how to dispose waste correctly. Like the example of the curd packet you just gave just now, which was so apt because a lot of us do it, right? A lot of us do it. It's a matter of just understanding it, number one, because the education is lacking. And also, I couldn't care less attitude, right, which kind of exists because the waste is not dumped in front of your door. So what you can't see, you know, you don't care about in a lot of ways. Also, from another perspective of just kind of, you know, being a responsible citizen, like you said, if one person does the recycling, the segregation, and another person doesn't, everything goes to a waste. So the aspect of education and awareness comes in definitely. Now, while you guys build a marketplace for this circular economy, is there a large focus on education and how can we really seep that education not only from, you know, an upper society, but also to the lower parts of society as well?
So we do run a lot of campaigns actually at the schools and at grassroots level, so that actually there is more awareness campaigns, like people understand in terms of how their simple actions are going to help the environment. But apart from that, there are like a few things, right? So when you think about it, the first point is when you think about the consumer behavior, think about us like 20 years ago when there were no traffic signals major in many of the places in the city, we would have probably just jumped the signal because there's nothing like a signal kind of. There's a cop standing there, the cop cannot catch everyone kind of a thing. There are people just like going around kind of. Then the signals came, it got structured a bit. Then subsequently, when we had a CCTV camera, which is actually taking your pictures and those who jump actually get penalized, then automatically you are like a little more responsible, you stop, because it's like there is a negative impact for whatever you're doing, right? So there needs to be something similar, because see, like education will only happen, like would definitely change quite a bit, but it is also that actually bringing in more responsibility by monitoring something and tracking it, if not penalizing, at least tracking and actually being like naming and shaming if it's possible, then it's something actually which will definitely change user behavior. We are working toward those solutions. That's one thing. The other major thing is that there should be an ability to dispense your waste. Say, if you are somewhere like out in the city, you have a bottle of water and you're just carrying it around, you don't know where to throw it. Like, what do you do? Actually, you can, like, walking around for a long distance, you don't know what to do with it. Of course, you can take it back home, but also having a mechanism to collect the waste, whether it is door-to-door from homes or in certain areas, like actually making sure that there are bins which are available so that people can easily dispense of waste is the second thing. The third is, usually I believe that Indian economy, like we are like very value conscious of people. So we do certain things where there is an economic incentive or disincentive in doing things. So largely in the Western world, there is something called a deposit refund system, where it is like you buy a can of like Coke or something like that. And when you dispense it off, like you get like 25 cents back. I mean, a small amount back, refund back. So those kind of behavior is also going to encourage people to come back, put it in a reverse vending machine and like get the money back kind of thing. So they will be working towards, they will definitely be more responsible. So this is all on the consumer side. But beyond that also, there is also, if you think about actually, there are organizations, FMCG companies, which like also have the responsibility, the extended producer responsibility regulation, as a part of plastic waste management rules.
Can you talk to me about that a little bit? Like, just for people who don't understand what you just said, which is the EPR, which is extended producer responsibility. Yeah. Talk to me about that a little bit, please. Like, what is it? And if you could just make that simpler for our listeners to understand.
Yeah, it's basically, it works on a simple principle called polluters pay. So basically, when you're selling a product, I mean, it's like actually, at some point of time, you took the responsibility of like Coca-Cola used to come in a bottle, glass bottle, right? So subsequently, it started coming in a plastic bottle. When it is a glass bottle, you're picking it back and actually reusing it for refilling, reusing it. When it is plastic, largely the job of the organization is done when it goes to the consumer. Like actually, then after that, it becomes the responsibility of the consumer and also the local authority, urban local body, to make sure that it's all cleaned up, right? So the polluter pay principle says that actually the organization, like EP, extended producer responsibility, is based on that. The organization is responsible for collecting that waste, the packaging from wherever the product has been sold.
Got it.
From that particular city and like a particular state, and making sure that it's responsibly disposed of. If it is a recyclable plastic, then it needs to be recycled. into another product. And if it is non-recyclable, it needs to be used like responsibly, either it's going to a cement factory as a coal replacement kind of, or into pyrolysis plant to convert it by chemical recycling to get oil out of it.
So fundamentally, the polluters pay, like you just said, and the responsibility largely sticking with the people who produce the waste in terms of the packaging. So if I'm a soft drinks company and I produce a certain soft drink that's packaged in a plastic bottle, I am the one paying.
Right. So if you're producing that, yes.
Yeah. So I want to get to the tech behind the operations of Recycle, because it's a very complex system, you know, the whole waste economy that kind of exists. How are you guys building tech for that? And talk to me how it would help someone like me.
Okay. So actually, I'll probably start answering the second question first and then go to the other, like in terms of, because it builds a background in terms of how we came here. So we saw, when we initially started, we saw that waste management is a big problem, like it's a large problem to be solved. And we wanted to solve that. We had a citizen mindset in terms of, okay, let's come up with something, with a product which will enable people to list in terms of what are the products that they have at home, like in the sense which they want to, I mean, throw them away, give them away, like dispose it off. So like whether it is plastics or e-waste or like, I mean, old clothes and other things. So there was an application which should build called Used, and which enabled people to use that, download that app and like actually list everything. And then actually we'll have our executives go pick it up and provide you points, like a social currency kind of, which you can use like in different like online, offline stores to buy things. So that's something which we had done, like after 500,000 downloads and like 100,000 orders, like pick up several, I mean, 1,000 pickups in a day. We figured that the unit economics do not work that way.
Huh.
Primarily because the complexity is that when we are generators of waste, we generate different categories of waste and small quantities which come in, but actually waste being the nature of the product does not move like beyond 10 kilometers until it is processed, until it is like processed in sense, segregated,
okay.
Compressed, cleaned and compressed. It has to be baled and then it can move. So otherwise it is like, I mean, it's not economically viable to do that. So it is, we had to actually collect a large amount of waste and then send it to recyclers. So that's where the complexity was. So we figured that actually we definitely need to solve the consumer problem too, but we need to think a little differently. We started actually building solutions, two categories of solution. One category of solution which enabled bulk waste generators like corporate schools to like actually say that this is the waste which is available. I mean, restaurants and like a lot of places, like wherever the waste is generated at a large scale, to come and list what waste they have. We connected with the local process, something like Nobor kind of model, where actually people can and provided the application suite for them to enable collection and provide a similar treatment the way you do, like in a sense, a driver gets to treat a consumer, like when it comes to when they're like picking up somebody, right? So it's something very similar with all electronic documents generated, electronic waste scales and everything else. And then for them to process it and sell it, I mean, on our marketplace. So the marketplace was the second leg of the actually solution. So the pandemic actually impacted the first part. The marketplace still kept thriving because the process was still collecting. The large number of processes were still collecting.
Awesome.
And I mean, like actually getting the waste on the platform. But we still always had this consumer in mind, because the thing is the problem is still not solved. So the marketplace is a large solution. It is like a big hit. And Pan India, actually, there's like several recyclers across the country and several Amazing. Sellers use it. Now, but what do we do with actually solving consumer problem? So now time we started looking at it a little differently. We said that actually going directly and picking up is like more of a logical thinking, a linear thinking, right? In terms of we see that there's a food delivery application which is enabling food delivery. We have another application to pick up.
That is not
something which is working. So we started working on solutions for the urban local bodies, the municipalities, nagarpalikas. So which enable them to actually digitize their centers, at the same time, which enable them to collect the waste from across the city with traceability in terms of like where is the what is the waste which is coming from each generator.
Oh,
without going into what brand or something like that, we started going into in terms of what level of contamination, what level of are they segregating the waste enough or not using AI. So that helps the actually these like municipalities to make sure that okay, they have the data in terms of who's doing what and how they can improve that behavior so that eventually they know that actually they have to do these right things. They only have to correct this 5% of the population so that it is a large quantity of dry waste, like good quality dry waste which comes, it doesn't go into the landfill kind of.
My last question to you is, waste has always been a problem. Waste continues to be a problem in India. Vikram, tech has never been used in a large way for the problem of waste. Now it is being. Do you honestly think that the future of unlocking that circular economy, of solving this problem, lies in tech, in just having better systems, processes in place, and tech from all perspectives, right? From a home to a collector, to a segregator, to a person recycling, marketplace, everything. Is tech the answer, or is there anything else missing that you would like to add there?
So tech connects the dots. Tech solves the complex problems which would have been otherwise impossible to solve or very expensive to solve. Like I was talking about AI doing certain job to identify a behavioral pattern is something which is a lot easier rather than actually a person doing it, right? Tech can actually segregate waste, and we need to have India-specific solutions so that actually it is like AI at play in terms of what material has to go into what bins, logically even at the center level. Tech can solve in terms of giving visibility of the waste which is available in the informal sector somewhere in some part of the country to the rest of the recyclers in the other part of the country.
Mm.
Tech can enable actually traceability in terms of how much, like how do we improve in like reducing the carbon footprint in terms of where the material is moving from where to where. Tech can do solve quite a bit of problem. But at the same time, everything coming together, like in the sense, I think we are like fortunate to be in these times that we have Swachh Bharat, being actually taken very seriously across the country. And actually we all as citizens are a lot more conscious. We are aware of our choices that we are making. And there are several things like product design needs to be improved. So companies are aware of what they're doing. So it is, I think, a lot of things coming together, but tech connects a lot of those dots.
Awesome. I love that. Vikram, I think what you guys do are doing is a near gargantuan task. I can't even imagine how complicated it's going to be to you guys, for you guys. But my congratulations to you guys for, attempting. You've recently raised about $26 million for the company. So many congratulations to you and your other co-founders. But I wish you guys all the very best. This is one problem that I cannot wait to see solved, honestly, because I don't think it'll just bring you guys joy. It brings everybody joy, right? That this problem gets solved. So Vikram, an amazing job. It's been a real pleasure and honor to chat with you guys. And just keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much for being on this edition of Tech for Change.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Kate. And I'm glad that you gave us an opportunity to be here. Thanks.
Bye. My last thing, very important this is before we let you go. How do people reach out to you guys? Where can they find more details about you? What's the best place to connect?
So definitely on our website, and you can reach out to us and different topics, whatever I talked about through this process. There's several things which are out there on the.
Can you give everybody the website, please?
Yeah, recycle.com.
That's spelled please go for it.
Yeah, recykl.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Vikram.
Definitely reach out to us. We'll, leave us a note, and we'll definitely, with whatever it is, whatever you want us, to tell us, do differently or some problem which we can solve together. We'll be eager to hear.
Awesome. Thank you, Vikram. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for listening to this little episode of Tech for Change. You can find me, your host, Kay, on Instagram. I'm probably the most active there, @offairwithkay. That is off air with K-A-Y. I'm going to be back next week for another episode of Tech for Change. And if you'd like to give us feedback, well, you as a listener can reach out to us on @HTSmartcast on multiple platforms. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. Now, to listen to more podcasts, make sure you log on to www.htsmartcast.com. I'll see you soon. Take care.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.